Final hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game on this Tuesday afternoon. Hope everybody's having a good day to this point, and you continue to have a good day. Let's head over to West End like we do every Tuesday at this time. Let's bring in Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason. He is on the line with us. Coach, how you doing?
Better for you asking. Hope you gentlemen are doing well.
We are. We are hanging in there. And you guys fought to the bitter end, looking for your first win of the season on the road against Mississippi State. And I know you said it. It was just really came down to the turnovers, right?
Right. I mean, we turned the ball over, and we missed some opportunities on defense. If we capitalize on the ones that were in our hands, I think the outcome of that ball game is definitely different. So, you know, there's enough accountability to go around, with all groups. But, you know, in this, it's a team game. You win as a team, you lose as a team. And I thought our players played hard, but, you know, we want wins. And so with that, execution's got to be better. And they saw the film, they understood it, and we were back to work, and practice was good. So we're in the right frame of mind, and what we got to continue to do is grab the opportunity to be better.
When that's happening, obviously, I mean, five turnovers in conference play, I think you even said, like, the odds are, you know, really tough that you're going to find a way to win, and really in any game if you have five turnovers. But when that's happening, do you say anything to the guys? I mean, is there any different discussions, I guess, going on, whether it's halftime or on the sidelines during the course of the game when the turnovers are starting to mount?
You know, you have to play the next play. I mean, we've got to be able to, you know, sometimes reverse, the trend in the midst of a game. And the ebb and flow is about, you know, energy. I thought, defensively we had, you know, good energy in that ball game, you know, after the first quarter. And what you're looking to do is just trying to make sure that guys can take each series and compartmentalize what needs to be done in that series in order for us to, come away with success. And I thought, at times we were good, but in critical situations, we just didn't get the job done. And so that's something that you talk about, post-game, more so than anything else, and really leading into the next opportunity. It's tough enough to be able to play your opponent, but when you're beating yourself, okay, and playing two opponents, that's a tall order, whether it's on the road or at home. But especially when you go on the road, when you turn the ball over, it can be a recipe for disaster. So we're back on the road this week, and so what you're trying to do is not let the same thing happen to you twice. And, you know, you got to keep finding, new material, correcting the things that sort of slowed you down and pushing yourself towards where you want to be.
I want to ask you about a guy that's really stood out to me. I guess it's now about three games in a row where, I mean, he just really jumps out. I like his hands. He's got that dog in him that you want to see in a receiver. He's a huge target. He's not a freshman. He's no stranger to your program, but why does it seem like now things have started to really come together for Chris Pierce?
I think it's part of it's the system. Part of it is, he's always been there. I mean, I think Chris has been there. I just think the ability to get him the ball and, find him, target opportunities has just been, a long time coming. But he's the guy that I look at along with Cam. And I know people want to talk about Ben Bresnahan, but Chris Pierce has been a mainstay. I mean, he's a physical player. I think he's a tough matchup. I don't think we've utilized that matchup enough. But I think when you can get four guys across the board along with your running back to be productive, then it becomes hard to stop, any of those guys because everybody's a target. And as Coach Fitch has been able to dial in to – how guys have been able to play, what are their strengths, how can we get them individual opportunities with isolations and through the flow of the offense. Chris has just continued to show up. In the red zone, he's a matchup problem. In the field, I don't think there's a lot of guys with Chris being, 6'4", a little over 6'4", 228 pounds. I think that's a tough matchup for a lot of people. So, he's just starting to come into his own. He's getting hot at the right time, and so we're just going to continue to feed him.
talking to Derek Mason. The Vanderbilt Commodores are taking on Kentucky at 11 a.m. on Saturday. And, Coach, you mentioned the hope is that you have the balance, the different targets to throw out. One guy that's really helping is Keon Henry-Brooks, not only running the ball well, but he is, as you said, he's become a really good target for Ken Seals to throw to out of the backfield. So when did you realize he was that versatile? He seems to have that good combination.
Well, he had it as a true freshman a year ago. We work hard to identify, guys with you know, multi-dimensional skill sets, and he's one. I mean, he's got great vision in the run game. He's got really good hands. I mean, he's a great route runner, and we've got a couple of backs that can get out. But Keon has definitely separated himself, as one who can get it out of the backfield, who can, line up in the slot. If you line him up out wide, he can run the route tree. So, again, as we've been able to get, a little more into the offense and targets and understanding matchups, he's found himself getting more touches. And he did it through the air. He did it on the ground. He continues to get better every time he touches the grass. We got to get his weight up a little bit, but I think, other than that, he's doing a really good job all the way around.
And tying it all together, you've got a true freshman in Ken Seals, and I think you see the growing pains. He's got great guts. He's got that, you feel like he's got that ingredient, that winning ingredient, but obviously he's still learning. So take me back. You gave the reins to Kyle Shurmur. About midway through, a little past the midway point of his true freshman season, and he grew every year from there. So tell me, what kind of growth pattern do you see from Seals, especially knowing that you got Kyle, who's been through it, that's actually helping him through this? Because obviously you got to know what you can do and what you can't do when you go through week to week in this league.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we see the production. We see the ability to make, tight window throws. His throw percentage is extremely high. But the turnovers continue to plague us. And, a lot of it just has to do with, what little things, in the red zone, The idea is that everything gets sped up in the red zone. So everything's got to be truly, on time. And if you're late, you got to just go ahead and ditch it because it gives you a chance at another play. And I think the competitive nature of any quarterback is to, I can get this done. But he's learning just like Kyle had to learn. In this conference, if you're late, you're probably going to be, looking at the back of somebody's cleats. That's really what happens in this conference. Okay, man, we play against really good players. They're instinctive. They study tape as well, and they, understand that, late in the down, it really starts to work in their favor. When you're talking about just in the field, it's the ability, to be able to, again, be on time. I think a lot of times, you can wait on a receiver versus throwing him open and or anticipating, him getting to a spot. And I think that's sort of what's happened, a couple of times to him. I mean, he hasn't been fooled by the coverage. I think he's been, waiting. And when you wait, somebody's always watching you. When teams are playing zone defense, you got eyes on you. And, you got to make sure that you throw on time or take your check down. And that's just been part of his growth process. But he's being pushed in practice now. Make no mistake about it. I mean, you're going to go through the growing pains. But, Jeremy Musa and Mike Wright are pushing him in practice. Look, I mean, we want the production. We want all those things. But we also want to make sure, man, that we're grooming this quarterback and pushing him in the right direction. Because we can't continue to do what we've done because it keeps us where we are. We got to be better. He understands that, and it's just about maximizing the opportunity to play the game, make good decisions, and keep everybody safe because you're the guy that touches the ball every play.
We've seen around the league a lot of programs having issues. There's already been a game that has been postponed. There might be more. We know you guys have been fighting through keeping the numbers where you need to have them to be able to field the team. How are your numbers looking this week compared to the last couple of times that you've gone out there?
You know what is good? I mean, it's a battle every week. To go through a Sunday testing protocol, you know, a Tuesday, a Thursday, and then you could really have somebody wake up on Saturday morning, you know, asymptomatic, and it sort of changes what you do. I think in the midst of all the challenges and the changes, you know, like the idea is just to keep moving forward. And that's really what we've tried to do. We want to play ball games. You know, our group is getting better because they're having a chance to take the field, okay? And in that, okay, they want to win. So we don't want to stop our progress, but, you know, we're not always in control of that. And that's probably been the toughest thing for all of us because we're creatures of habit, okay? I mean, we want to be able to set the structure and be repeatable. But in this space, that's been the hardest part of it. But, you know, keeping the mindset of, you know, next man up and you know, taking the opportunity to be better, you know, with the days that we get, that attack the day and try to stack, you know, one good day on top of the next. And if you get challenged with something else, then we pivot and adjust. But it's just been about full steam ahead, and that's where we are right now.
You've had many battles with Kentucky. Now, you're very familiar with what they do.
Right.
Give us a couple of ideas of themes that are important when you play Kentucky, especially on Saturday. What will you have to do successfully?
You know, it starts with matching, you know, in their physicality. Kentucky is a physical team on both sides of the ball. You know, I mean, Coach Stoops has created that. You know, it starts up front on both sides of the ball, you know, I mean, for their group. They've got, you know, I mean, two offensive they've got a veteran offensive line, but they got two guys, you know, on the left side. Their left guard and their left tackle, that'll play on Sunday. Both those guys are going to play on Sunday, no doubt. They're highly touted, but it starts with their run game. They're going to get the ball downhill, and we've got to be able to get after these running backs and try to stop the running attack before it gets started, because once these backs are downhill, they can be brutal, like, on your secondary. So our first level contact has got to be good, and it's got to be wrap tackles, because as we know, this group does as good a group as any in the conference of running through contact. But the quarterbacks are elusive in terms of the run game, and they are involved in it, but they can also throw the football. So we got to be, you know, sound in coverage, tackle well, work like to limit the explosive runs, and then, you know, continue to try to attack their defense. And their defense has been stingy. They're a veteran group. They tackle well. They make sure that they try to limit explosive passes, and they attack the line of scrimmage. So it's going to be a physical ball game, and that's what Kentucky brings to the table, and we got to be able to match that and execute on in all three phases in order to go to Lexington and get a win.
All right, Coach, thank you very much for joining us as always, and we will talk to you again next week. Good luck against the Wildcats.
Take care, Anchor Dan.
All right, that's Coach Derek Mason, Vanderbilt Commodores, 11 a.m. start against the Kentucky Wildcats. Mitch Light from Athlon Sports, from The Athletic. Well, I'm still living in the past somehow, but Mitch Light, the college football editor for The Athletic, joins us in just a moment. We will talk Clemson, Notre Dame. We'll talk more SEC, the issues they're having with the virus. Stay tuned. We're coming back.